This audio poem is a production of PoetryFoundation.org.
Almost 30 years ago, I was talking to the Nebraska poet William Clefcorn on the street one day, and he asked me if I had been invited to read poems at an event out at Grand Island, Nebraska. And I said, no, I hadn't heard about it at all. And I was generally sort of angered by this, thinking that I'd been left out of something. And I said, I'll tell you what, Bill, I'm going to go home tonight. I'm going to write a poem about Nebraska, and I want you to take it out and read it out there. And I sort of intended to go home and write a snotty poem about Nebraska and how small it was and one thing or another like that. And I got home and started working on this thing, and knowing I had to get it done in the morning, I worked pretty late into the night. And as I wrote, I began to understand how much I really loved this place where I live. So this is Nebraska. The gravel road rides with a slow gallop over the fields, the telephone line streaming behind, its billow of dust full of the sparks of red-winged blackbirds. On either side, those dear old ladies, the loosening barns, their little windows dulled by cataracts of hay and cobwebs, hide broken tractors under their skirts. So this is Nebraska, a Sunday afternoon, July, driving along with your hand out, squeezing the air, a meadowlark waiting on every post. Behind a shelter belt of cedars, top deep in hollyhocks, pollen, and bees, a pickup kicks its fenders off and settles back to read the clouds. You feel like that. You feel like letting your tires go flat, like letting the mice build a nest in your muffler, like being no more than a truck in the weeds, clucking with chickens or sticky with honey, or holding a skinny old man in your lap while he watches the road, waiting for someone to wave to. You feel like waving. You feel like stopping the car and dancing around on the road. You wave instead and leave your hand out, gliding, lark-like, over the wheat, over the houses.